It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. While our show is mainly about all things Pittsburgh, we're all about Johnstown today and Johnstown's Hockeyville USA celebration, which culminates tonight with an NHL exhibition game between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Cambria County War Memorial Arena. The War Memorial Arena is where the movie Slapshot was filmed in 1976, and that's a big part of why Johnstown won the Kraft Hockeyville USA competition earlier this year. You see, Slapshot was a movie that, well, before Slapshot, there weren't any hockey movies, let alone great hockey movies. Nearly four decades after it was made, Slapshot holds up as one of the true classics among feature-length sports comedies. Its depiction of a minor league hockey team resorting to violent play to gain popularity in a declining factory town still resonates with audiences around the world. Much of the film's success has to do with Paul Newman's brilliant performance as aging player coach Reggie Dunlop, but the movie might never have achieved its iconic status without the bespectacled, brawling characters known as the Hanson Brothers, played by former Johnstown Jets players Steve and Jeff Carlson, and my guest, Dave Hanson. Dave Hanson now makes his home in Pittsburgh and is the general manager of the Robert Morris University Island Sports Center. Dave Hanson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to be here, Paul.
You were a player with the Johnstown Jets who was known in real life as Dave Killer Hanson. How did you end up getting the nickname Killer?
That goes back to my junior days. It was actually kind of a we had a tough team playing in St. Paul, Minnesota. I had a pretty tough team called the St. Paul Vulcans. And tough being because I was, you know, part of the team. But we had a couple other characters that were just as tough, if not tougher than I was. And then one playoff game, we just had one of those typical bench-clearing brawls against an inner-city rival. And the next game, it was during the playoff series, so the next game in the stands, there was fans up there with big cards, and one of them happened to be Dave Killer Hanson. And and the teammates just grabbed on, and it just seemed to tag me and follow me everywhere I went.
So that's the kind of player you were?
Yeah, I found it a lot easier to drop the gloves and punch somebody in the nose than it was to put the puck in the net. So I always took the easy way out.
So how did you end up being cast as one of the Hanson brothers in the film, who were based on the three actual brothers, Jeff, Steve, and Jack Carlson, who, like you, played for the Johnstown Jets?
Well, the film is more fact than fiction. It was based on the Johnstown Jets, the 1974-75 Johnstown Jets, and kind of a starting to fail economy. We had a tough, rugged team. And so the writer, Nancy Dowd, who was a sister of one of our teammates, Ned Dowd, was listening to him one night telling her, geez, you can't believe where I'm at. I'm in this place called Johnstown, which is also called Flood City and the All-American City, and it's steel mills, and the mills are going down, and I'm playing with these guys called the Carlson Brothers that wear black-rimmed glasses, long hair, and this meathead called Killer Hanson, and he's going on, telling her all about it, And she says, I don't believe him. He says, no, that's the truth. Well, she flew into town and started following us around and spent weeks with us everywhere. And then after she even left, Ned continued to send her video recordings of, you know, each day's activities and antics that went on. And she wrote the script, and she wrote the characters based on, you know, live people off that team. And so the plan was when Universal Studios purchased the rights to make the film and they started casting actors for it, they tried to get professional actors to play the key roles, of course, and they did with Newman and Ian Keane and a few other guys. But they could not find actors that could skate well enough to really look like professional hockey players. Nick Nolte tried out, Peter Strauss tried out, Donnie Most tried out, you know, and they really wanted these guys, but they couldn't skate. So Nancy Dowd suggested to the producer and to the director, George Ray Hill, you ought to really go back and let these guys be themselves. Give them a shot at it. They're characters to begin with and give them a shot. So they came back to Johnstown. The intention was to have all three Carlson brothers be the Hanson brothers and Dave Hanson be Dave Killer Carlson. And
so you were essentially going to play yourself under a different name.
Yeah, that was the concept. And then when they got around getting ready to really start filming, Jack, one of the brothers, got called to play with the Edmonton Oilers. They were in the playoffs. They wouldn't release him to come back to the movie, so they plucked me out of the Carlson role and stuck me in as a Hanson.
How did being in Slapshot change your life?
Well, the Detroit Red Wings signed me to a 5-year contract after Ted Lindsay saw the movie. and the slogan for that year in the National Hockey League for the Detroit Red Wings was "Aggressive Hockey is Back in Town," which is plucked right out of Slapshot. You know, and they did a feature on me and this and that. So even before we finished filming Slapshot, Universal Studios came to Jeff, Steve, myself and said, "Listen, we want to sign you guys to a 7-year movie deal. We think you're great. You know, we already got a script in the can that we want to do with you guys where it's like roller derby and blah, blah, blah." And we turn around and says, "Come on, we're hockey players. We're not actors. Our goal is to get to either the World Hockey Association or National Hockey League. You know, and unless you can guarantee us that, hey, the only time we'll do movies in the summertime and won't interfere with our hockey, we want nothing to do with it." So they couldn't do that, and we moved on to play hockey. So how has it changed my life? You know, I had a 10-year professional career, which was, you know, 8-9 years after the movie came out. Steve played 14 years. Jeff played 11 years professional hockey. It really wasn't until after we retired, got into our own personal lives, VHS came out, Slapshot hit the, you know, the retail video market. And then suddenly, on a fluke, we kind of all got together one time and did a ceremonial drop of the puck down in Memphis, Tennessee, where Steve was coaching, and they sold the building out. Did that, suddenly that hit the wire, and we got bombarded with the Hanson brothers are back together again. Let's get them in our city. So how did it change my life? Suddenly I got frequent flyer miles racking up and traveling the world as a Hanson brother and helping people out.
How would you describe your relationship with Johnstown?
A love relationship. It was my first year pro, and you know, I can remember, and in fact, I write about it in my book, my experience of going into Johnstown. I had no idea where I was going. Drove in late at night, saw flames shooting up out of the steel mills, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going into the belly of hell, you know, and got into the city. Spent the night at the Hendler Bar Hotel, and then went to Coney Island afterwards, and, you know, late that night, woke up peeling the paint off the ceiling with my breath. and fell in love with the city afterwards. Great fans, won a championship, met my wife there. To this day, got fans and friends and family still there, and it's just, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the first time kissing a girl. You know, you just, it's your first time, and you just love it, and you'll always remember it.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're talking with Dave Killer Hanson, one of the stars of the movie Slapshot. He, of course, played one of the Hanson brothers. How excited were you to see Johnstown named Hockeyville, USA?
Oh, I thought it was great. I mean, as soon as I saw that they were a candidate in the contest, I wanted to try to do something, and Jeff, Steve, and I got together, and we did a little, you know, a video, Hanson Brothers style, to help promote it, and hit Facebook with it, and I thought it was great. I mean, it's again, it's such a great city, great people, you know, struggling, you know, has been for years, but continues to keep their head above water, and you know, there's a. And again, I go back to the 2 years we play there. You know, there's the Johnstown Jets and the city of Johnstown kind of went hand in hand, because we were kind of like each other, and we were a struggling team that through test of character and effort and never give up just went on to win a championship, and you know, that's Johnstown.
Now, the money that was part of the winning that title of Hockeyville USA for Johnstown has gone into fixing up the arena, and it has new penalty boxes. Do you remember sitting in the new penalty boxes are larger. They've expanded them. There's more leg room. Do you remember sitting in the old little penalty boxes?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Johnstown is such a unique arena. I mean, it's to this day, I can't remember any rink where you come out of the dressing room and go to step onto the ice and you step down, and if you're not ready for it, you fall flat on your face. And you know, back when we played it, certainly the design of rinks have changed significantly. You know, back when we played, there was not glass in front of the penalty box, there was not glass in front of the scorer's table. There was not glass behind the players' benches. And a funny story about that is, of all the kind of brawls we used to have and fights we used to have, there's a story I tell about how Jeff, one night, he got into a fight with a guy by the name of Gilles Bad News Bilodeau out of Beauce, Quebec. Just huge monster of a guy, a Frenchman.
Bad news.
He was bad news. And as they were fighting, Gilles draped Jeff over the scores table. Again, there wasn't glass there, right? So he's got him bent back. Jeff reaches back, grabs the PA announcer's microphone, and starts hitting Bad News in the head with the microphone. And of course, over the loudspeakers, you hear boom, 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 boom.
Sounds like something out of a movie.
Oh, it was hilarious. And the end of that whole story is simply that later that night, after the game, we're in the dressing room. Johnny Mitchell, who was portrayed by Strother Martin in the movie as Joe McGrath, perfect portrayal of Mitch. Our GM Brink comes down to Jeff and hands him a bill of $75. Says, "Here, you got to pay for that microphone." he made him buy a new microphone.
Well, bad news. His head was pretty hard. I guess
yeah.
He must have done some damage to that. How much are you looking forward to tonight?
I think it's going to be great.
You guys are going to be involved.
From my understanding, NBC is going to be doing a few things with us, and Costas is going to interview us. Costas got a little bit of a tie back to those days. He actually was cut his teeth in broadcasting for Syracuse in that league. And so I think there'll be some fun there. So I think it's just great. I think to bring that stage to Johnstown, national TV. It's just another opportunity for Johnstown to really show and shine at a time where, it's a time that they need something like that. So it'll be good stuff.
You've mentioned putting on the foil a few times. For our listeners who are not hockey fans, what do you mean by that? Or who have never seen the movie?
Well, and again, that kind of goes back to, Nancy Dowd's, creativity in her writing based on a fact. And the fact was, Jeff, Steve, and Jack Carlson, myself, notorious fighters. Actually, Steve wasn't so much because he had Jeff and Jack and myself kind of protecting him. But we would tape our knuckles like boxers under our hockey gloves. And, when we dropped the gloves, we had our knuckles taped up and gave us the advantage of fighting with taped knuckles. Certainly after, we made the first swing through the league, word got to the commissioner of the league that, hey, you got to stop these guys. They're taping their hands up like boxers. This isn't boxing. This is hockey. And so he put a rule in the league that you couldn't tape your hands. So being the ingenious deviates that we were, our coach was a golf pro in the summertime, so we said, hey coach, can you get us a few golf gloves? And he said, well, yeah, but you can't golf in Johnstown in the winter. He said, oh, come on, just get us some golf gloves. So we got the gloves. We would scrape up the knuckles with the rasp the night before, get them wet, put them on the radiator overnight, and then right before game time, we'd take these crusty old spiky leather gloves, put them on our hands underneath our gloves, our hockey gloves, and then went out and make sure that we dropped our hockey gloves for a fight before they got all soft and soggy from sweat. So she kind of took that and spun that into putting on aluminum foil on our knuckles and taping that on, and that was putting on the foil every game, coach.
You have a new book out, and it's called Slapshot Original, The Man, The Foil, The Legend. I imagine there are a lot of Johnstown stories in that book.
Oh, there's some great stories, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that I've had people read it and say I had one guy the other day come up and he says, I'm first off, I don't read books, so I'm reading book at night. My wife's in bed next to me. She's shocked that I'm reading a book. And then she's elbowing me because I'm laughing out loud in bed while I'm reading the thing. So there's just some funny stuff in this thing. I wrote the book at the time because I had no intention of having it become a published thing. It was just something I was doing internally. I figured, hey, someday I'll stick it in the cedar chest, and later on my kids or grandkids will read it and, get a chuckle and a little bit about dad or grandpa. But Triumph Books got a hold of it. They wanted to publish it. And, it's been some fun reading for a lot of people. So it's some good stuff and some nice pictures.
Something for folks to put on their holiday shopping
list. Yeah, yeah.
Dave, we're out of time, but I have much more to ask you, so we'll continue this conversation off the air, and I'll post it all online this afternoon on our website, WESA.FM.
Okay.
Dave Hansen is one of the stars of the movie Slapshot, which was filmed in and in many ways is about Johnstown. He joined us for our special Johnstown Hockeyville USA program. Currently, Dave Hansen is making his home in Pittsburgh and is the general manager of the Robert Morris University Island Sports Center. Coming up, Johnstown Tribune Democrat editor Chip Minnemeyer joins us, along with Johnstown Tomahawks play-by-play announcer and hockey advocate Rick Hull, to talk about the effort to land the designation of Hockeyville USA and what's being done to make sure it has an impact beyond tonight's NHL preseason contest. It's Essential Pittsburgh from Johnstown on 90.5 WESA.